So I kind of went. I talked kind of fast last time, but there was a lot there, and you can go back to the recordings if you'd like and listen to it at a slower pace. I sound very good at 33 and a third. Some of you don't even know what that is. So, bless your hearts. I just have a deep appreciation for this audience, for obvious reasons, you know. But I really want to get everybody. I just hope you understand what I'm saying, because already you're beginning to see how these two are not only compatible, but are identical suitors. They're just feeding off of one another. And there's something not only inspiring, because I don't separate them, as I mentioned, by the vast number of decades, years, and hundreds of years that they originated, but because they're coming together now, they are now. And they're now completely interfused, if that's a word, fused together to live as that. And it doesn't matter if somebody else has a different interpretation. If your interpretation works, that's good enough. Okay? So you don't have to check back to see what the commentary said, because all you'll get is ideology and historical references. I present like this because it's worked for me. I'm not anything. I'm just a totally normal, unspectacular human being. And if it can work for that, it can work for you, which I assume is at least that or better. And so that's where my heart sharing wants, like, this works. I don't care, but Ajahn blah, 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 doesn't say that. He says, if you want to do that, because that may be your way forward. I found my way forward through my own voice. And to share and see what you find in relationship to that is my privilege. Okay, so I'm not going to take up this time quibbling and talking. I'm going to do a guided meditation. So if we tuck ourselves in a little bit. Let's just let yourself Let yourself loose. Don't tuck yourself in. Sometimes when we begin meditation, we add more stress at the beginning as a sort of style of stance. Just relax. That's my style of stance. Be soft. Let your mind be soft. Don't be overly focused. Don't be demanding. Just let yourself be soft. We're going to do some exploration. It requires that. So let's just remind ourselves that this meditation is about releasing the conceptual layer of mind, not thinking about. Just let's start by listening, just listening. And notice that when you listen, what accompanies that listening is a remembrance, is a recognition of that listening, the sound. That's, you may not go dialogue about it, but when you hear something, oh, that's an airplane. It's intricate to the sound itself. So are we just perceiving the hearing, or are we adding recognition to that hearing? Because the recognition, the perception of it, doesn't carry airplane. That's the division between the knowing of awareness and the elaborative knowing of the mind. Just get familiar with that if you can. Because you can release yourself into pure perception just by releasing the need to know. See if that works for you. So if you go to where what you hear and release the need to name it, doesn't have to be a dramatic sound, it can be anything. And you listen from perception, pure perception. Allow the sense of wonder to come in. When the mind doesn't know, one response it can make is to become anxious about not knowing what that is, and the need to find out. And that's what our civilization has been built upon. And let's just stay with the pure perception of hearing, even if it's to the sound of my voice. And let the wonder fill the room. Let the delight of the heart, which is wonder, I'm reminded of a verse of a song that says, "Do you remember as a child when you woke up and morning smiled?" That innocence. That innocence. Now just let that wonder fill the body. The body as the body. As it lives before the naming. And feel the wonder permeate the body. And the reverence of not knowing. We're not identifying the body by parts. That's my leg that's hurting. We don't do that. Just allow a generalized unknowing. And we're not interested in the sensations of the body, although they could certainly be felt. We're not denying that they're there. We're just not identifying them as something outside of or within. We're letting the mind do whatever it does, whatever it does, without objection, being held by the space of awareness, not particularizing any thought or emotion or disposition. So that it all becomes a mystery. Now get a sense of the sense of self. As it's presenting. And let that be an unknown. The who that's in it all. What a mystery. To do that, you have to let go of position, of authority, of control. Those are ways that we fight the mystery, keep it at bay. Let's be the mystery that is. Nobody's looking. Sometimes this depth of wonderment can release a lot of emotions or thoughts or resistances. Doesn't matter. They're all mysteries. All of it. Let's not make anything into anything. So you've got yourself on one side and you've got the mystery on the other. Which one feels better? Which one is more expansive and open and available. Available is a key word. What if we released all the ways we know ourselves? Doesn't mean you're going to forget it. Doesn't mean you can't operate from it at the appropriate time. We just don't carry the script beyond the movie. Just let yourself be that wonderment. Enter the wonderment as everything. And let us even quiet the person who is always there knowing what's going on. not by trying to block it out or change it or dismiss it, just by casting it within wonder. And whenever the mind comes back in to ground you into the knowing of yourself, just hear it, but don't let it land. Keep it in the field of wonder. Prove to yourself you can live without assurance or certainty. You don't need that. Sometimes you do, but not right now. Thank you. Watch how the tug of the mind is so compelling. How we give up that wonder for the determination and exactness of who we are. But we're a mystery. A spiritual mystery that tries to find its place. Through thinking. Well, everything is truly a mystery. Truly a mystery. So as we come out of the meditation, see if you can carry a lingering sense of that mystery as you move throughout the afternoon. And if you can't, don't get upset, just be quiet. And try to call it back. Let there be mystery in this moment. Let me quiet, be quiet, so that I can abide in that mystery.